It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Walmart shoppers warned about a smelly cheese odor in aisle two.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
Well, let's do it. Let's tell a story about a little kitty cat who had quite an adventure.
By the way, at 8:20, we'll give you $200 cash. All you got to do is just listen, and we'll give you some money at 8:20. Back to you.
We've heard stories over the years where a cat crawls into, you know, an engine space or whatever.
Chimney.
And then they just... It's in a car, and they crawl up in there, and they just go, oh, it's warm, or for whatever reason, they get up inside a car.
It's a cat. We don't know the reasons.
So true. And then the car starts up and, like, drives somewhere, and it's like 500 miles away, a cat was discovered.
Right.
It had been inside the car the whole time. Well, this one's a little different because they don't really know where the cat came from, but they are believing that this cat was in that exact thing. It crawled up underneath the car, was in the car when the car went through the ultimate shine.
Uh-oh.
Car wash.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. An employee says that she was making the rounds there at the car wash.
Okay.
And heard a weird noise and was like, wait, what is that? Is that a meow? Is that a cat? Sure enough, she started looking around and found the kitten in the turbo blaster area of the wash.
Turbo blaster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I followed the sound, found him. He looked terrified, soaking wet and shaking.
Imagine that.
So I brought him inside.
How would you like to go through the turbo blaster?
No, thank you. Dried him off as quickly as I could. It could have been deadly, obviously. But they think the car, he was up under a car, the turbo blasters flushed him out.
Gosh, dang it.
Into his little hiding spot there until they found him.
Turbo blaster, by the way, high pressure rotating nozzle that can be used for a variety of tasks, including cleaning the front bumper and wheels of or undercarriage of
there
a vehicle.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Always nice to have that kind of stuff to clean your undercarriage. That's important.
Man, yeah. Careful with it, though.
The kitten was taken to the Humane Society. He was found to be uninjured. That's amazing.
No kidding.
They now call him Turbo Rent.
I love it.
And he will be made available for adoption once he's been vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped.
Okay.
And
hasn't
he
been through enough?
That cat, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
he's like, come on. Do you really have to neuter me?
I mean, brother. How about you give a guy a week off or something?
This cat's getting adopted right away, though, right?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, you've been through that.
Wait, what is it? Turbo what? What do they call him?
Turbo Rinse.
Turbo Rinse. Why? What's wrong? Turbo Blaster. Just use the actual name.
Yeah, they should have gone Turbo Blaster, but Turbo Rinse.
Well, copyrighted, probably.
Yeah, that's it. You can't call your cat anything. That's
probably, Steve. No lawsuits.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Turbo
you
Tack
don't need
was.
That trouble.
Yeah, Turbo Blaster, baby.
Yeah,
can't
Turbo
do it.
Tax was taken too.
Yeah.
Story number two.
Hate that.
Do you think your life is boring?
Oh, I thought that was rhetorical. No. No, not
you
at all.
You don't, Jay. No, should you?
No,
You got a good life, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You got a real good life. do
that
I think...
It almost seemed like you just it just came to you, and it was like a realization or something, bro. Good life, man.
Do I think my life is boring? No.
Oh.
I think.
No, you have your. Are you kidding?
No, I mean, here's the thing.
I
think about
this
all the time.
You're as busy as heck. Are you?
I think about this all the time that I get the joy of. How many people get to see? I mean, in a month, I could have 600 to 800 people that I've helped. You know, celebrate and they dance and have a good time. Like, that's kind of cool.
You are.
That is cool.
Well, for whatever reason, and the reason is irrelevant, you are invited to a lot of parties.
Yes.
You know, you will participate in a lot of parties.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter that you're working it.
That is correct.
It's still participating in a party. Now, if you can't find joy, in watching that many people have fun and the fact that it's, you are helping create it, I mean, that's kind of on you. So, but the good news is...
That's why I still love it, because I really enjoy that.
So you have that. You get to work with Steve. That's amazing.
This is the same, Jay. It's the same as the dancing. The only difference is we don't get to see it firsthand.
What do you mean?
Like the joy that pass on to people, right?
Oh,
like,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's nice when you meet somebody and they say, oh, man, I love listening to you guys. You make my morning, whatever. Like right now, I just have to sit here and assume that somebody's enjoying it.
Yeah, mine is I just take when you see, and that brings me joy. Like, you know.
Yeah.
The laughter we get in the room is a joy enough.
It is. It really is.
Plus, you get to see your granddaughter like every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
that's the miracle right there. How many people get that?
It's not boring, man. Yeah. I can tell you that. I would not consider my life boring. Might say,
great life, bro. Great life.
You don't have any habit. I mean, you don't have any. I have habits.
Oh, what?
When did that happen? Hobbies or whatever. Hobbies. You know? And I'm like, nah, I'm not bored.
Well, one man's hobby is another man's habit.
Producer Steve. Do you think your life is boring?
I have my moments, Kevin.
The reason I ask is that a new survey has found that a quarter of Americans, 27%, feel like they've fallen into a rut and would consider their life a bit boring.
Maybe predictable.
Okay.
Predictable? Okay.
Yeah. But not boring, necessarily.
You're not bored with it.
Maybe on occasion.
Okay. I just wondered. I mean, I know you do, like you say, a routine. You do kind of have the things that you like to do, and that's
absolutely
that.
Having the most free time does not necessarily equate to boredom. It could, but it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's times.
He's constantly reading books. I mean, all the charity work. The walking down the Centennial Trail. I mean, there's a lot of
always
things.
Trying out new places because he's in a new area.
Yeah, trying the new restaurants. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, so you guys don't lead boring lives because you're liars.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
Steve, whatever it
takes. Whatever it takes, buddy.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now that I'm seeing these texts, like this one says, I bought a dog together, always had an agreement that if anything happened, you know, you get the dog.
Kevin James.
A prepuptial, if you will.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okey-dokey, Kev.
I was getting ready to tell you all about stuff that's, you know, happened in history today and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got so sidetracked that I can't even think.
What happened?
I enjoy a good Sprite. Like, if I'm super thirsty.
Okay.
At the wedding this weekend, I was super thirsty. It was just one of those. I was like, oh, man, I need something to drink so
bad. Craving it.
And I do love water, you know that. But Jacob came back with a Sprite, and it was ice cold.
Man.
And I said, it does it. What is their slogan? Obey your thirst.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. I took a drink of that thing, and I was like, good night, nurse. That was so good.
Old Bud Evans, got to give him a shout out.
Who?
Bud Evans.
Bud Evans makes Sprite?
He created it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago, Jay? How old is Sprite?
Okay, stand by.
I don't know how Bud Evans is going to feel about this story, but...
Oh, no. Bud's going to be mad?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's that thing where you're like, oh...
1955? Doesn't seem that long ago. Introduced in 1961, apparently.
Apparently, there is a new Sprite remix...
Okay.
This is when they do the goofy things called Aruba Jam.
Aruba.
Now they say it's back Jamaica? At Wendy's Aruba. Exclusively Jamaica. For a limited time.
Okay.
I don't remember Aruba Jam before.
Neither do I.
But delicious. Yeah. The refreshing taste of Sprite bursting with berry flavor. I'm all in on this. Aruba Jam Sprite Remix.
Huh.
Exclusively at Wendy's.
Isn't that something?
That is a bummer.
That it's exclusive to one place and you can't go buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but don't get me wrong. I'll go to Wendy's.
Probably going
to
end up getting it there then.
Yeah, and I'll just get the drink. I will not get fries or chili or a baked potato.
Right, yeah. A single of cheese. None of that.
Maybe I will.
Oh, that does sound good.
Wendy's chili always.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
it always hits the spot for me. Have you ever got the baked potato and put the chili in the baked potato?
I haven't, but that's genius.
Yeah, it's really good. Don't do that while you're driving.
No, no, no. That's not a...
that's going to be like, you know, you're driving somewhere else and you're like, why is there a bean on my steering wheel?
Yeah.
It's not what you need.
That's not good. It's not a travel food, guys. Nope.
No, that's one you want to pull over in the parking lot or wait till you get home to eat.
We tend to do the chili thing closer to the cooler weather, at least in my household.
Agreed.
But yeah, my wife is a big lover of the Wendy's stuff. If sometimes we'll be driving down the street and she's like, how about Wendy's? I'm like, check, please. Yeah.
Does she like to put the onions in it too or no?
No.
Mm-mm. She does not like the onions.
No. No.
I do like the onions. Mm. Oh, Jay, now you got my mind just wandering.
It wasn't my fault. You brought it up.
I guess I did, didn't I?
You started it.
You got sidetracked first.
While you're there, you can get a Cinnabon, you know, so that's the other thing.
Excuse me?
Yeah, yeah.
No. An actual Cinnabon?
Yeah.
What? Well, now, that's just too much sugar.
I tell you.
On the same trip. Wait, you can get a Cinnabon with chili?
Well, I mean, I suppose you probably could.
I mean, not mix them together, but.
Yeah, but you could dip, right?
Oh, no, I don't think I do that.
What's the thing? Isn't it cinnamon rolls and chili? What is it that they.
Yeah, it's cinnamon rolls and chili.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you put them together? See, that's what I just thought. Well, yeah, cinnamon rolls, chili.
Yeah, I think that...
perfect combo.
Seems like it. Hey, Boston John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Kevin, I agree with you with the Sprite. It's not only tastes good, it's also good for upset stomachs. The stuff in there makes your stomach feel relaxed, and if you feel like vomiting or anything like that, they say that's the best drink to have.
So, like, after one of Steve's bad jokes, I could just drink some Sprite? Yeah.
Well, after Kevin drinks 5 bottles of champagne at a wedding, you know, and
he's DJing. Oh, wow. Wow. Could you imagine that? Holy smokes. Yeah.
And then also with the Wendy's, they have a thing called a $5 Biggie Bag.
Oh, the Biggie Bag.
Yeah,
you're preaching to the choir now, John.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's not our first day, baby. Let's go.
My wife hasn't cooked in 2 months.
That's great.
You guys have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Hey, we have to thank the Biggie Bag.
Yeah?
We really do. Because
they started it, huh?
They started it, and everybody right now has realized we got to do a cheaper option.
I love it.
Of getting you into some food for $5-$6.
Yeah.
And so everybody seems to be offering something now.
Yes. God bless you. I think Subway jumped on it yesterday.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. I think they call it the $6 footlong. So close.
Is that what it is?
I mean, I think you can get...
$6.
I heard a national show the other day. I don't remember if it was on TV. It was on TikTok, so I don't know what I can't remember what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were discussing how Subway was like, you know, the cheapest sub you can buy. And I thought, I never really thought about that.
Is that true?
That's what they were saying, that it's like the, you know, if you want to buy a sub that's cheap, you go there. And I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, and then they said, or if you want, you know, like the $19 sub, then you just go to a regular sub shop.
I got it. Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. I guess I had never really thought about it, that they were, you know, the cheaper option.
Yeah, I didn't. I
and
don't.
It makes
sense
if it's like a local sub shop. I get that.
Yeah, but there's other like fast food sub places, right? Yeah.
You mean like Jersey Mike's or something?
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's. I think they mentioned that Jersey Mike's might be what did they say? Like the Mercedes of sandwiches, and that you pay for it. I don't know this.
Steve, go to like the High Nooner or something.
Oh, High Nooner. Stop it.
Or Caruso's or...
Stop it.
Is Sparky still a thing?
I would dare you, Steve, to go to Caruso's and get a whole sandwich.
Why, you don't
you
think
ever
I
got
can
a whole sandwich
it?
There, Jay?
I don't think so. No.
Man, I could eat. You don't think I could?
I mean, I want you to get one.
Just and while you're there, get us a couple.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you think you do? You go into the apartment, you come back out while he's power washing. He's got to stop again.
Oh, yeah. That
interrupt him.
I just wanted to offer you a glass of lemonade.
Well, I don't have lemons. I don't have...
Oh, you would do fresh squeezed lemonade.
Kevin James.
I mean, that's what you got to do, right?
What is this, the Andy Griffith Show?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show. Got a Coyote Country travel mug for you if you do beat the show. 509-441-0999. By the way, our back-to-class cash was won by Samantha. Congratulations to Samantha.
Oh, $200, Samantha.
Yeah, it's just that simple. Jeff's going to play a little beat the show here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
How are you doing, man?
Good. I do want to say thank you so much for the Kane Brown tickets. I did take my oldest daughter, had the time of her life for her first concert. It was incredible.
That's awesome, great. Man. I love to hear it. Yeah, that's how old is she? Yeah.
She's 7.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. That is awesome. And, of course, you know, and Kane Brown, you know, the younger kids love Kane. Does a great job of entertaining. So, yeah, that must have been awesome, bud.
It was so good. We ran into TC and did, like, the little 360 video thing with him and his girlfriend. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that 360 video thing is awesome, man. That thing is cool. All right, dude, well, let's see how we do here. It's rock, paper, scissors is the category. So what would you like to do as far as challenging somebody? You want to challenge me? You want to challenge Kevin? What are you thinking?
Let's go you, Jay.
Okay. Well, all right. See you in about a minute or so. Rock, paper, scissors, the category. See you. Bye. Kevin, enjoy.
This is great. People are terrified of me lately, and I love it.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Jeff. What country artist sings Rock in a Hard Place?
Bailey Zimmerman.
This American paper that features presidents and historical figures is made up of 25% linen and 75% cotton. What is it?
Dollar bill.
Who played Edward Scissorhands in the 90s film?
Johnny Depp.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a big part of the development and success of WWF, now WWE. What does WWE stand for?
Worldwide Entertainment.
What is the name of the paper company in the TV show The Office?
Oh, Dunder Mifflin. Mifflin? Mifflin? I can't pronounce it, but you know what I mean.
If a hairdresser used scissors to make a haircut that's business in the front, party in the back, what kind of haircut are they doing?
We're rocking that old school Morgan Wallen mullet.
The Rockies are a pro baseball team in what state?
Colorado. Or Denver. Colorado. They're in, yeah.
Okay, I think...
You worked through it, yeah. Jeff. We'll count that for you.
Trying to go a little ahead of your question.
Right at the buzzer. Oh, I'm waving to Jay. Okay, there we go.
All right, well, come on back, Jay.
How do we do? We do okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. He's a champ.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, stand by, my friend. Hold on. We'll see how we do here. Same 7 questions, 60 seconds. Steve, I'm ready to rock it.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
In a rock.
What country artist sings Rock and a Hard Place?
Bailey Zimmerman.
This American paper that features presidents and historical figures is made up of 25% linen and 75% cotton. What is it?
What was it? I'm sorry, can you give it to me again?
Don't you dare.
American paper that features presidents and historical figures made up of 25% linen and 75% cotton. What is it?
Is it money?
Who played Edward Scissorhands in the 90s film?
Johnny Depp.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a big part of the development and success of WWF, now WWE. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
What is the name of the paper company in the TV show The Office?
Dunder Mifflin.
If a hairdresser used scissors to make a haircut, that's business in the front, party in the back. What kind of haircut
mullet,
are they doing?
Mullet.
The Rockies are a pro baseball team in what state?
Colorado.
Oh, didn't get to that one, I don't think. Did he?
No, he did not.
Oh.
I'm going to have to not count it.
All right. Let's go over some answers.
Sorry, Jay.
I don't win the prize. You know that, right?
I know, but
you just got a stack of
I've got that.
Just after the buzzer.
I've got a coffee mug already from us. I mean, I gave it to myself. It was awesome. I walked in when they first got here and I said, "You win." And I took one.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's kind of how I do it.
What country artist sings "Rock and a Hard Place"?
Everybody got Bailey Zimmerman.
Everybody's right.
BZ.
This American
paper. Good job, Jeff.
Nice work. This American paper that features presidents and historical figures is made up of 25% linen and 75% cotton. What is it?
I almost said the Declaration of Independence because I wasn't sure about the question. And then I was like, but he didn't say it was signed. So
correct.
I went with money.
Yeah. I was looking for money. Yes.
Okay.
They both got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Who played Edward Scissorhands in the 90s film? Edward Scissorhands.
Old Johnny Depp.
Who played Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie Scissorhands.
Again, everybody got it right. It's 3-3.
Wow, Jeff. Well done, Brett.
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, big part of development and success of WWF, now WWE. What does WWE stand for?
I couldn't remember if it was entertainment or enterprise, but...
World Wrestling Entertainment, yes.
Jay got that right. That is the first stumble for Jeff.
What did Jeff say?
Worldwide? Yeah,
worldwide. That's an easy one, though. Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of the paper company in the TV show The Office?
Come on, bro.
Okay. I mean, I thought... Okay.
Thunder Mifflin's around.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, everybody's right. If a hairdresser used scissors to make a haircut, that's business in the front, party in the back. What kind of haircut are they doing?
I almost said exceptional.
The best one.
I was going to just say exceptional haircut.
I would have accepted that.
We both got mullet. That makes the game 6-5 going into the final question.
Wow. Okay.
The Rockies are a pro baseball team in what state? Looking for Colorado.
How'd we do there?
Colorado.
Everybody got it right.
Oh, wow. Well, he's got 6 anyway, right? I mean, it means you win.
So he's got 6. You've got 6. It's a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get 6, you win.
If you get 6, you win. I mean, that's just a great performance by Jeff. Well done, man. A nice effort.
Tie goes to the runner.
Hey. Let's go, baby. I appreciate it, guys.
By the way, did you see that stat? Are you a baseball guy, Jeff?
Oh, I mean, I played college and pro baseball. Big time college or baseball guy.
So probably not. So probably me? Not.
Wait.
Tell us more, Jeff. Where did you play college baseball?
So I started at UW, then I went down to Kentucky, and then I finished up at Central over in Ellensburg.
Okay. Wow. What position?
I pitched.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What was your go? What was your go-to?
I mean, I threw hard, but my split change was pretty nasty.
Okay. Also, yeah, I just have to ask, are you also probably a good golfer then?
I just bought some new Callaways a month ago. Games this summer, it's getting better.
I mean, I like you, but hate you. Anyway, did you see the story about that Danny Jansen yesterday?
Who's Danny Jansen? I wouldn't know that guy if he fell out of the tree and hit me.
Okay, so first guy in Major League Baseball history to play for two teams in the same game. Okay, so he's playing for one team. They get a rain out. This is the weirdest story ever. You're playing for a team. you get a rain out, so they pause the game. You're the next batter. Between the resumption of the rain delay and the game they played yesterday, he switched from the Sox to the Jays.
He got traded.
And he's a catcher, and he was catching for his own at-bat with a different team.
What?
That's a weird. And they're like, that's the first time that's happened. I'm like, no kidding. You're kidding. Of course it is. Yeah, that's a very unusual MLB story.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to be traded during a game.
Yeah, well, rain out, you know. All right, brother. Well, hold on for a second, okay? We'll get you your mug. All right.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
Yep. Congratulations, man. Yeah, thanks
for listening.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bailey, how about laser hair removal? Is that a pretty big thing?
Kevin James.
It is. It's not something that we do. Hopefully we'll get in the laser hair soon. You'll be the first one to know.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin.
28% of people say they plan on buying a new one of these in the next year.
28%.
I was surprised by it.
You were surprised by the stat?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I mean, I'll just say car.
Jay, that is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, that was easy.
Oh, all right. Does that seem a little high?
It does seem kind of high, yeah. I don't know what the 10-year average is. Funny, I don't have that memorized, but yeah, it does seem a little bit high.
Well, I'm going to try to find out. How long do most people...
7 years.
...keep their car? You already know this?
I don't. I'm guessing.
It used to be that, I think, right? I feel like it's changed, though.
It might be longer.
According to the S&P Global Mobility...
Oh, it's one of my
Americans
favorites.
...Americans keep their cars for an average of 12.6 years, whoa, which is a record.
There you go.
That, wow, 12 years.
Yeah, that does seem like a long time.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, loans are longer, so, you know, maybe that's why.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're not even got it paid off in 12 years.
You got the 12-year car loan. That's not a very good deal.
Yeah, that is.
Man.
Could you imagine? Steve, how long have you had your car?
Oh, it's getting there. It's actually almost 12.
Okay.
Yeah, 2011. Oh, wait.
Go ahead, do the math.
It is 12. It is 12.
I mean, obviously, we all know why people are keeping them longer because,
sure, yeah,
you know, it's more cost effective to repair them than to buy a new one.
Sure.
And just the reliability of cars. They say it's a totally different world. Like, it used to be you get around 100,000 miles and you start worrying about everything.
That was a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's like, well,
it is a
there's
lot.
Lots of cars. Steve, that is a lot of miles.
Steve's got 50,000 miles on his car that he's had for 12 years. That's amazing.
You're so great, Steve.
It is. It's awesome.
Hey, it's like, you know, 53 now.
53,000? You better slow down. You drove all the way to Post Falls yesterday in your own vehicle.
That's true. I did.
Holy smokes. You better change your oil or something.
Yeah. Say, did I wind up beating you there?
I stopped.
You left before me?
Oh, I stopped.
You stopped. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I stopped. My wife was in the valley, and we met up because we missed each other, and we had a longing embrace, and then I was on my way, and I needed to get some sunglasses out of her vehicle because I was sneezing 500 times on the way.
So, Jay, you've made it 12 with your vehicle. Steve's going to make it 12 with his. I don't think I'm going to make it 12 with my car. I don't, just because I've had it for a year, year and a half, whatever. And it's a 2012.
We're balancing it out though, because I'm at 18, Steve's at 12, and you're at 2?
I mean,
that's how averages work.
Keep it longer than that, obviously, but it is weird because when you buy a car that's older, I'm already 12 years into this car. I mean, this car
is
already 12 years
old. Yeah, you just haven't kept it that long. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
So if I kept it another 12 years, it'd be 24 years
old. Do it. Do it.
Seems wild.
Roberta, congrats. Roberta just bought a new car last night. Well done.
Did she really?
Yeah. Awesome.
What'd you get, Roberta?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Kevin,
I mean, it's kind of like a baby. I need to know the measurements and all that
stuff.
You need
to know the measurements of
a
car.
Yeah, the measurements. Yeah, you know, like a baby. It's 8 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 inches long.
Hopefully the car's bigger than that.
Yes, the car would be bigger, Steve. I just want some of her stats.
Got it.
How many miles did your car have when you bought it, Kevin?
Right at 100,000.
Oh, really? Okay.
On the nose.
For real?
Roberta said 22 feet, 4,094 pounds.
Is that right?
I made that up. I just thought it sounded pretty good.
What do you? I just want to know what she got. I like it when people get new cars.
Yeah, it is fun.
You know what I don't like, though? And please stop doing this. This is a little pet peeve of mine. Okay. It's a pet peeve, and it's really dumb.
Okay.
But it really bothers me.
Okay, all right, here we go.
And you can all tell me you're wrong. That's fine.
You're wrong.
When someone buys a new car and they post this sentence with the picture of the car,
mm-hmm.
I did a thing. God, I hate that. I hate it so much.
A new car!
I hate it so much.
I did a thing.
Nah, you didn't. Like one time, it was somebody who bought this brand new car. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I did a thing.
So and you just don't like that phrase anyway.
Yeah, the thing you did
right.
was just put yourself in massive debt for the next 7 years with a $700 a month payment.
You
probably.
Don't know that. They made me pay cash.
I did a thing. Well, no, I know. I know who they were.
So you just don't like that phrase in general?
Not about something that's like...
So judgy.
Or if like you bought a house. We did a thing.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You bought a house.
So what is it
that... I did a thing should be like...
Yes, please.
Oh, look. We got ice cream. I don't know. It just needs to not be a big deal.
Okay. All right. So you
You make it trivial, and I don't like that.
Okay, so I did a thing must be for something that's less significant than a car or a house.
I think so.
Okay. What about like
here's an ultrasound picture. I did a thing.
Ah! The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.